Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Crown Talking Drum, and the views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the hosts, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, hosts, or advertisers. Thank you for listening to Crown Talking Drum.
Praise God.
Good afternoon. This is Felisa Williams, your faith-based community nurse. And we're in the trenches again talking about health and wellness. And as always, I do trust and pray that things have gone well with you. And you stayed healthy and safe. And that you're taking care of yourself during these times of lots of issues that's going on. And so tonight, just want to spend a little time directing my program to Men's Health. We have had a lot of recently an increase in prostate cancer, or maybe not prostate cancer, but prostate problems in general, but definitely an increase in prostate cancer. And so I want to spend a little time talking about this health issue, which is very common among men, and especially black men. We're not going to start off with the scripture tonight, but I wanted to start off with a quote by Dennis Waitley, and he says, "Time and health are two precious assets that we don't recognize and appreciate until they have been depleted." And that is so true, because a lot of times I have people that come in and they're having issues, and they can relate back to things that they did in the past that impacted their current health status. And even though they changed what they were doing, it still had already impacted them. So, health is very precious. And even though we've done some things, all of us have done some things that are not conducive to good health, but the thing is not to continue those, but to correct them. So we're going to talk a little bit about the prostate, because we're having a lot of issues with that. And so may not get to all of this, but we want to start talking about this because I think it is an emerging health issue, especially among men now, and I think we just need to spend a little time with that. We always do general health, and we do health as it relates to women, but let's help the men tonight in understanding what's going on. So as we know, the prostate is part of the male reproductive system. And with good health and taking care of yourself, you don't have any problems. But what we're seeing now is we're seeing different issues with prostate problems. Not always cancer, but definitely an increase in prostate cancer. But one of the things that men should do is always have their PSA checked. The PSA is an antigen that checks for the issue of any problem. Does not indicate that you actually have cancer. But when you do that PSA, what we are doing is we're looking at it and making sure it stays stable within the normal guidelines. And if we see a change, then, of course, we want to do some investigation and see what's going on. Now, one thing I do tell people that the Horizon, the PSA, does not indicate cancer. However, it does indicate that there's something going on with the within the prostate that needs to be addressed. And so that is the reason why you should have your PSA checked. Because, like I said, it could be a number of things. One of the things that we are seeing sometimes when we do the PSA, we do further investigation and find out they don't have prostate cancer, but they may have what we call prostatitis. This is just means that an infection of the prostate. There are actually four different conditions of prostatitis, two of which are linked to having urinary tract infections, and other types are not. So a lot of times, men will come. We will do like our routine lab, and we'll do urinalysis, which is part of our lab, and we'll see an abnormal lab, which indicates they have UTI. Now, typically because of men anatomy, they don't get UTIs. It's very rare for them to have it. It's not that they can't have it, but it's not normal because the anatomy dictates that they should be away from contamination. Women are very prone to UTIs because they have back-to-back openings which allows for bacteria to cross-contaminate. So repeated UTIs, you want to wonder what is going on. And that's why we do further investigation. And men that have prostatitis, they may have an infection or they may have some inflammation, and or they can have some pain. And in any age group can have prostatitis. Now, half of the men that have symptoms of prostatitis at some point in their life. It's the most common urinary tract issue that we see in men that are younger than 50. In men, over 50, it's more like the third most common thing we see. It's estimated that more than 2 million men see a healthcare provider every year for prostatitis. So I told you there is actually four different types of prostatitis. You can have like the acute bacterial prostatitis. Actually, it's a urinary tract infection that causes an infection in the prostate gland. And sometimes you could have like fever and chills. You may experience painful or frequent urination or have trouble doing that. And so with this, it requires like an immediate medical treatment. And that's why when people come in and they are seeing that they have, maybe they have, when they go to the bathroom, they're having some lower abdominal pain, some lower back pain. They may say that when they urinate, they have some pain, and sometimes they'll say, well, I try to urinate, but it takes me a while to get started. Some people say, well, I urinate, but it's not like the amount I usually do, even though I'm drinking. Or, you know, they may see, and we ask all that, we may see change in we ask them about the color of their urine, if there's any odor with the urine, or all these different things. So we ask all of that because then what we start looking at is that it could be prostatitis, but that urinary tract infection gives us a clue. Now, and usually that's like an acute, you know, person has a problem with it, and that's the end of it. We give them an antibiotic, and they're finished. But then we have some men that have chronic bacterial prostatitis. That's where the bacteria does become trapped in the prostate gland, and they keep having urinary tract infections. In fact, recently in the clinic, I've had a couple of men. We have one man, it's back-to-back urinary tract infections. Every time we get rid of it, it returns. And so these chronic urinary tract infections, which causes chronic bacterial prostatitis, they're very difficult to treat because you keep trying antibiotics. And at some point it becomes, you know, where we're just going to have to do IV antibiotics. And then after that, then we send them to urology so that they can have further treatment. Then another type of prostatitis is what we call the chronic pelvic pain syndrome. It's the most common type. It's where the prostate gland inflammation occurs, usually in about 1 out of 3 men. And, you know, what it means there's a chronic problem there. Okay, it's treatable, we can take care of that. And then you have some that have asymptomatic inflammatory prostatitis. That means they can have inflammation of the gland, but they don't have any symptoms. And they really don't realize that they have problems until for some reason they get a test and it shows up. So what we have been educating our male patients is, if you see any blood in your urine or semen, if you have difficulty urinating, if it becomes frequent or you become incontinent where you can't control your urine, if you have pain during urination or intercourse, you need to be talking to the doctor. Yes, what we're doing now is a lot of people are having these signs of prostate problems. And we want to go ahead and address the issue now. And the sooner we address it, the faster we can get clear of the bacteria. If it becomes chronic, then, like I said, then we're going to have to kind of investigate. We're going to treat it, but then we do a lot more investigation. Now, bear in mind, this is not cancer. It's just an inflammation of the prostate. That's all it is, okay? The other thing that we're seeing a lot of is, and I don't know if you heard the term, but the term is called BPH, and that's what we call benign prostatic hyperplasia. Very common, very common. The short name for it is just enlarged prostate. And you may have, you know, some of the symptoms are the same. Usually by age 60, 50% of men will have some signs of BPH. And by 85, about 90% will have signs of this problem. Like it says, it's benign. It's not cancerous. It's just over the time the prostate enlarges, okay, and you develop. You may develop symptoms, and you know that we may have to treat. Some of the things that we look at is most men will report to us, and y'all, I'm very frank because I deal with veterans, and, you know, they're used to me being very frank. So what they do is they'll say when they get ready to urinate, it's slow, or they just dribble, or they have trouble getting started. They'll tell us, you know, all of a sudden I'm going, you know, use the bathroom and don't realize it. They may have a sudden urge. And the one thing we see at night is what we call nocturia urination. And that's when usually at night they go to the bathroom more often. And I try to explain to them that, you know, when you land at it down at night, your muscles are more relaxed. And so a lot of times, you know, the urge to go is real quick. A lot of people can do very well during the day. It's the nighttime because they're sleeping, they're relaxed, and they say, "Lord, I got to get up in the bathroom." And some people say, "I get up 10 times a night," you know, and it's not that they're drinking a lot. It's just that the prostate has enlarged and it is pressing on the bladder. Then some people say that they go to the bathroom, but they don't feel like they're emptying because they have to go back. They may have pain, you know, when they're urinating or ejaculating. They can see the change in the color of their urine, and it smells. And remember I told you, we asked them, is it changed color, does it smell, and things like that. So when you have BPH or enlarged prostate, which is a short term for it, what we typically do is put you on some medication that will relax the muscles in your prostate that reduces the tension on the urethra so that you don't have to go to the bathroom as often. And a lot of those are like Flomax or Tamsulosin, which is generic. We use Terazosin or Hydrin. We also use Doxazosin, Afuzosin, and Sedazosin. And if you've heard any of them, Rapaflow, Uraxtrol, these are all medicines. And what it is it's used to decrease the hormone so you can slow down the growth of the prostate. The medications that we give when the prostate is really enlarged, you know, because like I said, it just gets larger, will give you the terazosin or the tamsulosin or even the doxazosin, but we will add like finasteride or dutasteride, and we add that because of the prostate is steadily getting larger, and so we want to slow down that growth, so we add this to hopefully slow it down, decrease the production of the hormone that causes the increased size of the prostate. And so sometimes people have to have two depending on how large your prostate is, but this is something that you can talk to your provider about. This is one of the things that I always tell all the males, even in my church, this is one thing you need to keep an eye on. Not that it's going to happen to you, not that you will have any of these problems. It's just important that you know what your numbers are and if there's any change in your numbers, because a lot of times when we see, like if we do a PSA and let's say it's a little bit above what it normally should be, a lot of times we'll wait and we'll repeat it and we just watch the pattern and see if it continually increases. And if it does, a lot of times what they'll do, they'll go ahead and treat you for prostatitis or anyway, or if you have the symptoms of enlarged prostate, they may go ahead and treat that. But the thing of it is, we want to keep everybody, just like we tell diabetics, you need to know your A1C. Men need to know what their prostate number is. They need to really be, and like we tell you, your cholesterol numbers and their, this is just as important as those things too in terms of male. Okay, so we really encourage that to know those numbers. Now, there are times that surgery is required, and to remove the prostate, but I want to get into, before I get into that, I want to get into prostate cancer. Now, the surgeries I'm talking about is for those, well, let's go ahead and do it. Once your prostate is enlarged, depending on how big it is and how much it's in, it's affecting your urinary flow, if it's causing significant blockage, they may need to do surgery. And the most common one that I see a lot to remove the prostate is what we call a TURP. And that's where they go in with a special instrument and kind of allows them to see and to remove the prostate tissue, alleviating some of that pressure on the urethra and creating a lot of frequent bathroom breaks, going to the bathroom a lot. And there's several others, but that is the one that most commonly we see. I see those a lot. And it looks like lately they're more and more. So I don't really know what's going on. If I had to do a research project, I probably would want to know more about that. But, you know, not doing that. Usually after the procedure, you can resume your normal activity within a few days or a week. But if you have BPH, fruits, vegetables, and healthy fat can benefit your prostate health. Berries and broccoli and citrus and nuts, tomatoes, turmeric. They even recommend consider the Mediterranean diet, and I haven't investigated. I've heard a lot about it, but I'm not too big on specialized diets. So, but those are things that are good. And if you notice, whenever I talk about anything to improve your health, no matter what it is, it boils down to the same thing. Is healthy eating, which really is the essence of good health. So they do recommend that you do a lot of fruits and vegetables and healthy fat. One thing they do say that a poor diet does worsen your BPH, and that if you do have it, maybe you haven't had the surgery, one of the good things to do is to avoid processed foods, sugars, large amounts of carbohydrate. And processed foods are foods that are already prepared. These lunch meats, they're processed. And definitely you should avoid, especially in large amounts, alcohol, caffeine, dairy products, red meat. We've told men a lot of times, decrease your red meat. Very important to decrease red meat because it is one of the things that they think promotes enlarged prostate. And, of course, decrease your salt. Nothing in what I've told you is anything that you shouldn't be doing. Dairy is probably about the only one that typically if you don't have a problem, it's not an issue. But if you notice, everything that I have said so far has to do with things that we should be decreasing and things that we should be eating, okay? So just know that when we're dealing with prostate, it's not always cancer. It could be prostatitis, or it could be BPH or enlarged prostate. Now, the bigger that we're, like I'm saying now, is prostate cancer. I had a doctor who thought at a certain age that we didn't need to do PSA anymore. But guess what? And I think he was